Vancouver is a world leader when it comes to rent. Unfortunately for renters, the category it's a leader in is how expensive rent is. Vancouver is often getting named the most expensive city to live in Canada and makes global lists of expensive cities. That said, there is some variation in rental costs. In a recent report from LiveRent, the real estate rental agency showed the range on offer in the city, broken down by neighborhood. Using unfurnished one-bedroom units as the baseline, the cheapest neighborhood to live in is Hastings Sunrise, with the average sitting at $2,030 per month. That's more than $1,000 cheaper than monthly rent in the West End, the most expensive neighborhood in the city, which hit $3,079 this August. Rounding out the top five neighborhoods in Vancouver are Downtown, $3,024, West Point Grey and UBC, $2,948, South Cambie and Kensington Cedar, $2,877, and Kitsilano, $2,774. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a big gap between Hastings Sunrise and the next cheapest neighborhood, Renfrew Collingwood, $2,282. After that, there's Marpole, $2,313, Strathcona, $2,424, and Kerrisdale, $2,510. However, there was insufficient data for some neighborhoods, like Killarney and Shaughnessy. Vancouver's high rent hasn't kept to just the city. Burnaby and Richmond both have neighborhoods nearing the top five, with Central Burnaby hitting $2,622 and Richmond City Centre at $2,728. The cheapest neighborhoods in the Metro Vancouver area are, perhaps unsurprisingly, the furthest from the city's core, and most expensive, neighborhoods. Rent in Surrey's Guildford neighborhood is the lowest, with the average unfurnished one-bedroom home hitting $1,750. However, it's the only neighborhood LiveRent had data on that was under $2,000. Some municipalities, like North Vancouver, weren't broken down by neighborhood. Rounding out the cheapest spots in Metro Vancouver are South Surrey and Newton, $2,000 and $2,005 respectively. Willoughby in Langley is just a bit higher at $2,018.